Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were, maybe even me. You got Ryan and I. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock today here in the Arctic Air Studios. We'll turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. You could be texting in already on a two-word Tuesday. We'll give you the topic here in just a little bit. Also talking food all the time around here. We make it official on Tuesdays. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. You're going to like putting together your answers, I think, on both of these topics today. A lot of baseball as well, and as the Pac-12 burns, and in hour number two, Ask Coach Hyatt returns. 806-855-3712. Got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida, and he will not speak to you. You need to download the app, by the way, for KKM. You should do that at KKM.com or wherever you get your apps. That way you can keep on listening to the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. If you're outside the market, that means you guys down in San Angelo. So get that, turn on the notifications, follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Please give us a follow there. We would greatly appreciate it. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast. You can check out what we do on the website, theraiderland.com. Everybody should be going there first thing every day, maybe 5 to 10 times a day, whatever works for you. Theraiderland.com, and it's at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. He's Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. Pulse is the People, King of Hat O' the Day, and also host of the Rob Bro Show. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday, Ryan.
We got a little twinsies action going on today with the shirts.
Different shade, but
yeah, but
close.
This is probably one of the few times over the years where you and I have both rolled in with as close to wearing matching shirts as possible.
What brand is that? Because they really do look very similar.
This is Cabela's.
Okay.
I got this at Cabela's a while back.
I think mine's a Reebok.
Yeah. Yours is a little lighter. Mine's a little darker green, but still, it's like we're still trying to get the masters out of our system or something. I don't know. But a rarity, it doesn't happen very often. A lot of stuff going on today. I'm going to give you the Cooking Channel Best Thing I Ever Ate topic first. It takes a little to explain it, but it's easy. It just takes a little to explain it. And then we will get into the two-word Tuesday topic. All right, so you've got a friend coming into town who's never been to town. Wherever you call town, wherever you live, your hometown, Charlie Robinson, my hometown, wherever it may be. So they've never been there. You can take them to breakfast, you can take them to lunch, and you can take them to supper, all in one day. Where are you taking your friend? Where are you going? You start off the day with a wonderful, fantastic hearty breakfast. Then whatever it is you guys are out doing, I don't know. Then it's lunchtime. So you go, I got this great place for lunch. Don't worry. We're going here. And then finally to finish off the evening, it is supper time. Where does the evening meal take place? Again, someone who's never been to your town or maybe has been gone for 20 years or a long time, you know, like an old college friend comes back, hadn't been back in town in forever. You go, man, this place has really changed. I said, you're telling me. Well, let me take you to some places. So it is crafting the perfect day of breakfast, lunch, and supper. Where are you taking your friend? 806-855-3712 to get on that text line. Again, make sure you use the 806-855-3712. A little breakfast, lunch, and dinner planning today. We will get to Tech and Stanford, 6-4 Stanford win last night, and it was a well-played baseball game. It was a good baseball game. Texas Tech just didn't do enough of the good things that you need to do to win. But here's the two-word Tuesday topic. We give you a topic, you give us two words, much like a headline, and then if you need to explain or elucidate or transcribe even further your thoughts, you can add on to it. But the two words are the headline portion. Rob? We're going to take our veritable show lives into our own hands today with this one.
Uh-oh.
Yep. We ran by the focus group. They agreed that this is probably not something we should do. I said, you're fired. I got a new focus group. The topic today on Two Word Tuesday is this radio show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. There you go. Not this show particularly today, but more of a in general type deal. That's the two-word topic today. this radio show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe. Give us two words to describe said show. We may or may not have an hour number two, depending on how this rolls, and if anybody within station management is actually monitoring or paying attention to the text line or even has the capacity and capabilities of doing that. I'm not sure why we're doing this today, Rob, but just seems like what the hell? Might as well. I kind of felt bad, you know, because we're hammering tech coaches or different people and whatever. All right, we'll put ourselves into the barrel. We'll throw this show into the mix for Two Word Tuesday. Heaven help us all. 806-855-3712 to get on that. A lot of tech baseball to look at. And then there's conference news from the ACC that they're about to extend Jim Phillips another 3 years. This comes while the Big Ten is getting closer to naming a conference commissioner, and I think some of the ACC felt that Phillips might go back. Was he at Northwestern? Did I dream that? I'm trying to think of where he came. He has some Big Ten ties. I think it might have been Northwestern that he was the athletic director at for a while, perhaps. Either way, he is there. And then as the Pac-12 burns today, or last night, it's Colorado being the first domino to fall. That prime time and the Buffaloes are ready to come back to the Big 12 and join their old Big 8 brethren. That they're ready to make the move. Okay, we'll see. Meanwhile, Brett Yormark doesn't sleep. He just waits. He doesn't have to do anything. So all of that is out there on the table. Oh, and the Texas Rangers now strike out everybody. Did you see that yesterday?
Golly, 9 straight.
Ties a record. It's ridiculous.
And it was Heaney. DeGrom.
Not DeGrom.
Martin Perez, maybe. Not Eovaldi. Heaney.
Look like.
Good for him.
Who was it? Carl Hubbell. You remember Carl Hubbell, don't you?
The legendary,
actually, yes. First Major League All-Star game. He strikes out like 5 guys in a row, going through murderer's row, you know, of the time in 1933. Just mowing them down. There was Heaney out there doing his Carl Hubbell, Bob Gibson impersonation. And he was getting them on filthy pitches. If you watch the quick pitch sequence, I mean, guys were just totally fooled by it. Early helmet sticker or a late helmet sticker, he gets one of those. Doughboy's leading us off today. Shout out to our Guns Up trucker, resident trucker in Raiderland and Guns Up Trucking. If you see him on the road, honk and wave. He is in Baton Rouge. He's headed to Greenville, Mississippi. Time to play Guess What He's Hauling. Guess what he's hauling today. What has Doughboy got in the truck?
Let's see. We're going to go with machined parts. The vague machined parts.
Nope.
Oh.
The answer we were looking for was soybeans.
Ah, of course.
Soybeans. A load of soybeans headed down there to Greenville, Mississippi, which not to be confused with Greenbow, Alabama, or Greenbow, Mississippi, or whatever it was in Forrest Gump. So safe travels to Doughboy. Ready for you guys to start weighing in on a variety of subjects. Breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone who's never been to town. Where would you take them all in one day? And also give us the town that this is transpiring in, because we have people all over the place listening. It could be Tim in Frisco, you know, that he's taking them out there. It could be one of our buddies down in San Angelo or up in Amarillo. It's always helpful. I know you guys know where you live. We don't always know where you live. So help us out on that. And then help us on this one. Two Word Tuesday topic, this radio show. You can give us two words to describe it. Were you in rapt attention to the Red Raiders and the Cardinal last night?
Yeah, I was listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Because I did not have it on TV.
Yeah, I tried. I could not get it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
No.
That I could access either through anything. So maybe a little bit different today.
There's a Pac-12 network app.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there it is. I'll, you know, either pay a little bit or sign in with my cable service.
Something.
The app, Ryan, on the Roku, is just available to cast from your phone app.
Uh-huh.
The only way to watch the app on the TV, it's like, all right, now open your phone app and cast here. No.
And they wonder why Colorado wants to come to the Big 12, right?
That's crazy.
So 6-4. And it was, you know, we were wondering yesterday who was going to get the ball to start. And they went with little-used Jacob Rogers.
Hey, you might should pitch more.
He should pitch more. He gives you 2 2/3, effective, 92 pitches. You know, not bad. He gives up 3 runs, a couple of walks. But
and the 3 runs was on a really bad pitch, one pitch.
Yeah, and you get hurt on the 3-run bomb.
Yeah, you hit a guy, you walk a guy,
hit,
and you
walk,
give up the
3-run bomb. I mean, I hate to say that's kind of the difference in the game because
all
there was
with two
another
outs.
Home run. Yeah.
All with 2 outs.
There was another solo shot, and then they strung together a couple of base hits. But, yeah, that 3-run bomb is pretty much the difference as you were and it happened after you hung the 4 spot.
Yeah.
That was what was so frustrating is that if you ever needed the shutdown inning, and it was early in the game, it was the 2nd inning, that you felt like, okay, man, good, you got something rolling. If you could, you know, get through 2 or 3, you know, with Rogers here, good deal. Divine came in, not so divine this time. So feast or famine. Bridges was really good in the 5 he faced, and so was Dax. And help me out, how were we pronouncing that last night? Daith? I think. Dax Daith. These are not the names that you would typically, I'm being nice here, that you envision going to Stanford, and these guys, you're putting huge games on their arms. I thought they responded for the most part. I really did.
The lineup you threw out and the arms you threw out screamed Tim Tadlock trying to figure it out to me.
Mm-hmm. You opined yesterday about Vuletich at 2nd. He ended up in right field last night.
But Austin Green's still the DH.
Yes.
Which was really what I was trying to get to.
Yep. And then you had Tracer Lopez moving around.
And I thought Burns had a pretty good day defensively.
Yeah. And he got him a hit for the first time in a month.
Yeah.
And I'm not being funny. He got a hit for literally the first time, I believe, in a calendar month.
I think defensively, Bazell is your best defensive catcher because he has an arm and
gunned one.
Can pop up a
Did he get
better.
One last night? He gunned somebody down last night, I thought.
And then Hudson White has been fine at 3rd.
Right.
So that might be your defensive lineup going forward.
And it may be your lineup going forward for
a few
days.
Well, in baseball, if it's the defensive lineup, it's also the hitting lineup.
Right, the way it's playing out right now. Yeah. So did you get hurt RPI-wise? I'll tell you when we come back. We got to take the first time out of the day. Jam up the text line. 2-word Tuesday. The topic today, this radio show, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. You can give us 2 words on that. And then breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone who's never been to your town, where are you going to take them all in one day? All in one day. 806-855-3712. Get more of your baseball thoughts, anything else that's on your mind. It's a quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21 on Green Shirt Tuesday here in the Arctic Air Studios. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 in San Angelo, Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. Anywhere and everywhere on the apps, we appreciate you downloading that. 806-855-3712 to get in on the text line. That's 806-855-3712. Question of the day, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Breakfast, lunch, supper, someone's coming to town who's never been to town before. It's been like forever. Where would you take them? Where would you take them for all of those meal choices? 2-word Tuesday topic is this show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Everybody else has had a turn on it, it seems like. I figured we might as well shine the spotlight on us and see what the glare feels like. And then we're talking about Texas Tech and Stanford, 6-4. So, you know, you play a good RPI team. Yesterday, Stanford was 14. You came in 68. 6-4 game, Monday night. You wake up today, your RPI is 69. So, I mean, you lose a little. But it shows the power of playing really good RPI teams versus playing and winning games against North Dakota State and continuing to drop even after you lose one after the weekend. Stanford, by the way, went up to 12. So you get to play the 12th ranked RPI team today and have an opportunity to get that done. And I do not know right now who the starting pitcher is for Texas Tech. Based on who they didn't use yesterday, You've got a lot of guys that I think you can cobble it together.
You had a lot of guys you could have used yesterday that you didn't use, though. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, and you're back to a Tuesday with a Friday Big 12 set, so you're going to have the days off in between. So you can really bring some arms to bear. I mean, you could use Beckel today if you wanted to for an inning, I would think. And he would be, you know, in a position to go again come the weekend. Zane Petty is out there available to be used, I would think, today. That, as you said, there's a lot of different guys that you could cobble together nine innings. So I'm not too worried about that. Interesting to see where they are. They went to two of their top relievers last night. The Bruno kid there at the end was just absolutely blowing straight gas, it sounded like. Just bad man. Bad man on the mound. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. And if you do want to discuss a little Tech baseball, we're happy to do that with you. Says if you're rolling into San Angelo, we'll hit Roxy's for breakfast. Wonder what we're having. Omelets, pancakes,
Roxy's.
I wonder if there's a Roxy plate.
I'm sure there is.
Or is this one of those weird places, like it's like a, got an all-you-can-eat buffet type deal, Roxy's, that opens up early on Friday? The Dunn Bar for lunch. Western Sky for supper. Surely you can get a steak at a place called Western Sky.
Sure, yeah.
If we can't get a steak there, what are we doing? I don't know. 806-855-3712. Plainsman Dallas has weighed in. Two-word Tuesday. Was not expecting this combination of words today. Wasn't looking for this one. Serenity Now. An oasis of sanity and respite from disinformation. Serenity Now. What was that? Costanza? Was that Costanza on Seinfeld?
Yeah, I think it's maybe his dad.
Yeah, maybe it's Seinfeld's dad. Two-word Tuesday, provocatively interesting. Were you aware that we could potentially be provocative?
Provocative.
Provocatively interesting.
Okay.
I'm guessing this is in Lubbock. You guys need to tell us where we are, but I mean, I can figure this one out. Breakfast, we're going to Red Zone. Very popular breakfast spot for those who are outside the immediate area.
Yep.
Dinner, and dinner properly used here in the lunch vernacular, River Smith's.
Nice.
Get us some puffs there, a little honey, some fried cat. Supper, Brian's Steakhouse, which is close to opening.
Yeah, it's nearly back.
And I hope they don't pretty it up too much. As we said, I would try if I could get away with the health department after the fire to leave some, you know, scarred marks up there and just a little homage to how tough.
In remembrance.
Yeah, how tough that place is that you can't burn down Brian's Steakhouse. It cannot be defeated. Doughboy wants to know, did the boys win yesterday? ESPN wasn't updated. That's why you follow D1Baseball.com, the only website. No, they did not win. Unless we're talking about the Cowboys. Did the Cowboys play? He said DuBois. I don't know.
I think he was talking about the Red Raider
I'm
boys.
I'm thinking so.
The Rangers won.
Rangers are, 6-4 now?
6-4.
And very comfortable. And DeGrom, I believe, today getting the ball. I've lost track of my
rotation. I think there's one more.
Okay.
Before you get back to DeGrom.
All right. Well, I mean,
I think he needs four.
They're all DeGrom now.
I'm trying to learn the. I think it's. Man, I should know this.
Yeah.
DeGrom, Evaldi, Perez, Heaney. Who's the fifth starter? Gray. No, John Gray?
Yeah, John Gray.
Okay. So Gray today.
It's a Gray day as opposed to a Green day. Texter talking about some Red Raider baseball last night. Giving up three runs after scoring four was a killer. Seems Tech pitchers can't stand prosperity. Walks and runs after big innings seem to be way too common. I don't have a number on it. I feel what the Texter is saying because it's felt that way over the last couple of weeks. Go back through some of your last few series that you just didn't get that shutdown inning right after you did some stuff.
It is DeGrom.
It is DeGrom today? Okay.
John Gray is the fourth. He beat the Cubs.
Ah. So now we know the rotation pretty much.
So Heaney's five.
I didn't even look today to see what that number is, what the Rangers are priced at with DeGrom on the run line. Might be something interesting to look at there.
They're minus 285 straight up.
The run line.
One and a half is the run line.
Yeah. So is that 110 on the run line?
It doesn't give odds. It just gives the one, okay, the run line.
The run line early on this season, for those who care, has been pretty effective. Early on is the key that we're seeing a pretty big disparity in the teams that can score runs and the teams that can't score runs. So, and when we talk about run line in Major League Baseball from a betting standpoint, we mean the team has to win by the line is usually plus 1.5, minus 1.5. You can play reverse run line. You can do different things. There are different odds you can get. But just straight up, the Rangers are a prohibitive favorite. You're laying a lot of juice on that. But if you want to take the Rangers today with DeGrom and you feel good that they can win by two or more, then that gets you at a better price point from your bankroll management. And again, that has been the case when you have seen some heavy favorites so far in the first week or so. When they've won by two or more. Brought to you by... All right, stacking up on the text line. Breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone who's never been to your town or hadn't been in a long time, where would you take them for those three meals in one day? Two-word Tuesday topic is our show. This is a radio show. Ryan Ince, Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Give us two words on that. Baseball early, more as we go through. There's always more. 806-855-3712. It's a quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Garris Studios. As you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever, eight great show. Always talking food around here, make it official on Tuesdays. Here's the deal today. You got a friend coming into town, has maybe never been to your town or has been gone for a long, long time. You've got a day with them. You can take them to breakfast, lunch, and supper. Where do you go? What three places are you hitting and why? And if bonus, if you've got the order planned out, that would be good too. Two-word Tuesday, every Tuesday we give you a topic. You give us two words to describe it, much like a headline. You can add stuff to it if you want to. Today, it's us. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's this show that you can give us on the two-word Tuesday. Tech baseball to look at as well. Back today, 4 o'clock start our time after falling 6-4 to Stanford yesterday. I want to also ask you guys, we are working on doing some more YouTube live broadcast here with Raiderland. Fought the battle to reclaim an old YouTube channel. Rob, I had a better shot of getting the Tech game on TV than making that happen.
Yeah.
So we're having to create a new channel. We've got to hit a certain number of subscribers before we can go live. And wait, there's a 24-hour waiting period.
Oh, of course.
Of course. So if you guys are of a mind to, if you follow me on Twitter, it's already there, at Ryan Hyatt Media. You can scroll down and find it. Or you just go to YouTube. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. It's the new one. No apostrophe after Hyatt. So it's all one word. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. It's a mess.
It is a mess.
It's silly. I went through 8 recovery steps, you know.
Yeah.
And then they finally said, oh, we should have told you in the beginning you can't have it. Whatever.
Why don't they delete it if you can't have it?
I know. Exactly.
How many dead accounts are on YouTube, I wonder?
That are just sitting there like
millions,
that.
Probably.
That I would gladly delete that one to start. I don't know. So, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter, you can find that. We'd appreciate it if you'd give us a subscribe on the YouTube channel. Texters are on the text line, as you can imagine. Two-word Tuesday, texter says, offensive opinionists. Opinionists. You're like a senior offensive opinionist. I'm kind of a defensive opinionist. We have to spread ourselves out a little bit on that. Another texter, great choices for the previous San Angelo picks. Then the next day, I'll take you to Julio's for breakfast tacos. All right. PV Deli for Chef Jason's world-class sandwiches. PV Deli. Dinner is at 01 Restaurant and Brewery. We'll end with ice. Oh, there's more. We'll end with ice cream at the Latest Scoop. What a great name. The Latest Scoop. That is fantastic. Shout out to the number one D2 baseball team in the country, the Angelo State Rams. Indeed, congratulations to them. They're going to be don't they end up funneling into LCU when they get to a postseason standpoint? Or am I dreaming that?
Angelo State. They're in the same district conference.
Okay.
The Lone Star Conference.
Okay, that's right. That's right. They're actually in the conference. So that's
they'll play the conference tournament, and then I'm sure they'll regionally be together.
Yeah, I keep wanting to have them in a different conference, but you're right. So, yeah, the number one team in the country. Go Rams.
Yeah, they hammered LCU, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Didn't mention that. That didn't come up. 806-855-3712 for you to get in. Breakfast, lunch, supper. You got somebody coming into town that has either never been to your town or a long time gone. Where would you take them all in one day? Tour Tuesday, this radio show. Please be kind on that. And Texas Tech baseball, we'll see what they come up with today. It is the 4 o'clock start. I mean, a split would be fantastic. To get a game, and obviously you would have loved to have taken two, but if you can just get one today, that it's not quite as good, obviously, as winning two. I've researched this. Two is better than one, but it'll buy back some of the RPI that is becoming an issue right now. I'm efforting as we speak to find out the highest RPI for an at-large team last year, what that number was, what that ceiling is you have to get into. So hopefully by the time the show's over, I'll have that information for you guys. But if you can just string together a win today, that would really help. If you don't, it's obviously not going to crush you the way the loss to North Dakota State did. You might drop another spot or two in the RPI. But then we get into there's the RPI, and then there's just the wins. You need wins against good teams. And I know that sounds like it goes hand in hand, but right now, well over half your wins for Texas Tech are against teams in the 100 or 200 above RPI category. That's not going to help when it comes from a seeding standpoint. It's just the resume still got a lot of work to do. But you've still got time, and you've still got Big 12. Oklahoma did move in front of you, so you have an opportunity maybe to beat a better RPI team, sadly, when you play Oklahoma here in a couple of days. But I do, going back to the lineup, Rob, I liked the way it looked out there. I agree with you about Hudson White. And it's kind of crazy talking about the reigning Big 12 freshman of the year and, hey, maybe move him out from his quote, natural position where he played most of last year behind the plate. I don't think so.
Well, it's not a natural position. He played shortstop in high school.
True.
He came to Tech, and they kind of just were like, oh, well, we want you to play catcher.
Good point.
He's got a good arm, but he doesn't have a good move to second.
Yeah.
I mean, it's when you're looking at guys stealing on him all the time, and I think a lot of that is the pitchers too, but you've not been good at all this year at holding anyone on base or stopping them. In the TCU series, when you walked a guy, it was basically a triple.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just stealing at will.
Well, and even last year, go back to last year, when Oklahoma was running wild on you and teams were running wild on you, that's nothing new right there. So, yeah, I mean, if Bazell can handle it, and it sure looks like he can, absolutely, I can see rolling with this lineup. The and Burns at shortstop, make routine plays. Don't hurt the ball club. Just make some routine plays, and you don't have to hit a ton. Just hit a little. And this is a guy who should be wrapping up his senior year of high school right now, getting ready to take his high school team into the state playoffs. Worried about prom. Now he's standing out there at short trying to get hits against the 12th-ranked team in the country. I'm cutting a guy a little slack, a lot of slack.
Yeah.
I'm cutting a guy a lot of slack in this situation.
Both your middle infielders last night. Tracer Lopez is a early guy, too.
Yeah.
Will Burns, Tracer Lopez, both of them.
So right up the middle, the heart of your defense, about as young as you can get for a major college baseball team. But again, just make the routine plays. Get what you can get to. Don't hurt it. And hit a little bit. And when I say a little bit, I'm serious. I mean like 250. You know, give me a knock a game. If you can find one a game, give me a knock a game. And we'll be good with that to see what this team looks like going forward. And I'll give Tim Tadlock credit one more time. This is a guy who's never been afraid to push buttons, to change things, to say, to relook at what he and his coaching staff thought, okay, we like this, let's try this. They don't sit there and just are adamant that, no, we were right, that this is what we're going to do. There are coaches who do that. That to change admits you made a mistake. No, to change means you're still coaching, you're still thinking, you're adapting. And I think Tadlock is as good as anybody on that, which should continue to give Texas Tech fans a lot of hope as we, you know, go through the mid part of April, that if they can just hold some things together, that this team could still look vastly different, performance-wise and otherwise, by the time you hit the Big 12 tournament. And this year you're probably going to need to do some decent things in the Big 12 tournament. This is not a year where I think you're going to be able to just go to the Big 12 tournament and say, "Ah, we're priced in. We've got what we've got. You know, we don't have to worry about it." I think this team will need to do some things and probably will still be needing to play some good baseball games at that point. But it could look really different by the time you roll around to that, and I mean that in a good way. It's just what hole will you end up digging yourself a little bit from a seeding standpoint or otherwise that you've got to overcome by the time you get there. That's why, obviously, these games are still mightily, mightily important.
Right. And there's still a chance you get to 40 wins. That's kind of the magical marker. But really, you're on pace to do what you did last year, which is about 36 to 40 wins.
Right.
It's kind of your window. And that's a dangerous spot, but still doable.
And, it doesn't bother me. Two or three, to me, is the same seed.
Yeah.
2-3 is the same seed to me.
Yeah, because who you're playing in the first round of the regional.
Yeah, just which side, you know, you were in dark jerseys or light jerseys that day.
And it's all a flip to see who's home.
Yeah.
You can be the three and be the home team.
You don't get pure seed advantage at going through, which
do
I think is wrong.
Do you in the first game?
You do in the first game. Okay. Seed has advantage in the first game. Seed has home you know,
but then otherwise,
advantage.
You're just flipping anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I don't worry about that. It's just you can't afford to put yourself on a teetering three line
right
in the next couple of weeks where you don't have any margin for error.
And but, a school like Texas Tech, a program like Texas Tech, is not going to be a four seed.
No, you're either a three or you're not in the tournament.
Which is dumb, but kind of how they do it.
Yeah, that's just the way it works with the automatics and everything else in it. And I don't know, maybe I'm trying to talk myself into this. But this team may have, from here, from April 10th to Big 12 tournament, a higher ceiling than some of the other teams that had more maturity, that were more defined, that you had, you know, more upperclassmen doing things, that you kind of knew what it was going to be. You know, on April 10th what Kurt Wilson was going to be like on May 10th.
Yeah.
This team, though, I think maybe has a little higher ceiling of growth from here to there.
Yeah, I feel like you were really priced in last year. You just had the lineup, and that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Now, you still had White and Washburn and some younger guys, but it just kind of is what it was. You had Jace Young. You knew what he was going to do. Stillwell, you knew what he was. Kurt Wilson, Parker Kelly. Like, you knew what that lineup was. This one could be a lot of things by the end.
And I'll tell you this, other than Molina as your Saturday guy and Beckel as your bullpen guy.
Yeah.
Any role could possibly change. You could tell me anything going into late May that this guy's starting Friday, you know, game one, this guy, Molina's starting game two, this is who they're going to roll with in game three. That any of those roles, other than I completely believe, other than Beckel and Molina, anything could change regarding that pitching staff right now.
Yeah.
But you give them confidence, you give them a reason to put you out there, they're going to give you those opportunities. And I think some guys gave him a little confidence in that last night. Hopefully. I'd like to see more. All right, we got to take the time out. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Question of the day, you got somebody coming into town. They hadn't been in town in forever, maybe ever. You got one day with them. Where do you take them in your town for breakfast, for lunch, for supper? Two Word Tuesday, the topic, this show, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe. Two words on that. Everybody else is, you know, had their two-word Tuesday day. So today's ours, 806-855-3712. If we're not talking about something that you're fired up about, just hit us on the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll finish up hour number one of Two Strong together. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Here's Action Update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NBA play-in round starts tonight with Miami hosting Atlanta. The Heat favored by 5 at home. Atlanta plus 180 on the money line. The over-under is 226.5. Miami minus 210. The T-Wolves visit the Lakers. LA favored by 8 at home. Minnesota at plus 290 on the money line. The Lakers minus 350. The over-under is 231.5. Two games tomorrow with the Bulls visiting the Raptors. Toronto favored by 5 at home. Chicago plus 175. The Raptors minus 200. The over-under 214.5. The Thunder visit the Pelicans. New Orleans, a 5.5-point favorite home, minus 215 on the money line. Oak City plus 185. The over-under is 228.5. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. In Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. 1 to 2, it's the Rob Bro Show, so just keep on listening. Breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone who's never been to your town, where would you take them? Tell us where you are and where you're going. Bonus if you give us the meal plan, the actual menu items. Two-word Tuesday topic, we give you a topic. You can give us two words to describe it, much like a headline. It's this radio show. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You can give us two words on that. A lot of Texas Tech baseball next hour as the Pac-12 burns. And then an Ask Coach Hyatt second hour offering this week on that. And if we're not talking about stuff you care about, just hit us up, 806-855-3712. Found out yesterday, I mean, we all did, and I'd been kind of losing sleep over the employment situation of Cliff Kingsbury after the Thailand excursion, the cursory interview with the Texans so he could make sure he got his money from the Cardinals. Now he is going to USC. Stop me if you've heard this before. He's going to USC. He will be working with quarterbacks. It's listed as an offensive analyst. But, Rob, I got to think he's got to be able to have some on-field work with these guys. I mean, if it's just him and Caleb Williams in a film room, I mean, yeah, that would help, I suppose, every little bit. But, you know, he goes in, he gets in there you know, how many years ago was it now that he was it 5 years ago that he was there for about 6 weeks before he took the Cardinals job?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we do an over under on total number of days of employment before he goes to the Rams or not. But one, I tell you, he likes LA, and this is a smart move. This is a smart move for him. One, I think he probably had to do something because there is a clause that the Cardinals can claw back some of the buyout money if he's not trying to get a job. They can take some of that money back. So it's fairly low-key, low-level. He gets to do exactly what he loves to do, which is offense and quarterbacks and scheming and coaching and that sort of thing. He's not going to have to go out on the road and recruit. He's not going to have to do anything, and he gets to live in Los Angeles. And I'm not being funny when I say that Cliff values lifestyle and experience. And likes those things.
Yep.
In L.A., right up his alley. Do you think he's got like a little house off of Lincoln Riley's, what was it, $3.5 million estate that he's got or something?
And Lincoln could also pay him $50,000.
Nothing.
Hey, we'll pay you $1 to come work.
And you'll never know because it's a private school and they don't have to release coaching contracts. I mean, quite literally, it could be next to nothing, but... nice move for him. I think it's also smart from this standpoint. He's always wanted to coach in the Big Ten. He's always said that. So he gets to coach in the Big Ten. No, he's in L.A. And if Caleb Williams has any success, right, if he has any sort of year, Cliff's name is going to be associated with that. USC is a high-profile program in Los Angeles. And that puts Cliff right back in the NFL mode spotlight, being right there in L.A. And that, I mean, did it work out in Arizona? No. Are there a lot of people around the NFL who probably would look at that and go, well, that was Arizona. We can give him better. That from a rehab standpoint, I think it's just a perfect situation. if he was not going to, and it sure seems like he did not have any desire to go be anyone's offensive coordinator in the NFL this coming season. I mean, he's taking a break. He's getting paid, and he still gets to do what he likes, and he gets to do it in a high-profile market where people will talk about Cliff Kingsbury when they talk about Caleb Williams.
Yep.
That's not a bad deal. All things considered, that's a pretty cake situation for Cliff Kingsbury right there. There's no downside to it either. I mean, Williams will be fine. Williams will look good. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, all of a sudden Williams' interception ratio flips and, you know, he looks like this horrible quarterback. That's not going to happen. So it's only good things for Cliff. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. Two Word Tuesday, the best. Well, thank you. I don't know where we are on this one. Maybe we're in Pittsburgh here. DeLuca's Diner serves amazing breakfast all day. Pepe's Subs for lunch give you the number 7, Hall of Fame number 7, a spiced sausage and burger juggernaut topped with egg and American cheese. Hi there. We still have to eat supper. Top it off with Gaucho's Perea in Pittsburgh. Argentinian-style meats and steaks cooked from wood-fired grills.
Nice.
How long does it take to drive to Pittsburgh? What's that drive look like? Anybody know?
Yeah, we can make it.
We could be there for breakfast tomorrow, I think, if we left today. Doughboy, can you run the numbers on that if you're out there? If you got your ears on, Doughboy, we need a mileage check and a timeline from Lubbock to Pittsburgh. See if we can make it. We'll even bring some Shiner beer if they need something. 806-85. Maybe they can get it up there. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I was in West Virginia whether they had Shiner in West Virginia or not at that point. 806-855-3712. Texter weighing in on Two Word Tuesday. The topic, this radio show, Rhinides Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Everybody else has been a topic. Why not us? Be nice on that. Breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone who's never been to your city, where do you take them all in one day? Tech baseball in your mind? Cool. And then next hour, it's Ask Coach Hyatt. I play the role of a generic coach, not anyone specific. Certainly not any of the tech coaches. And I will answer generically, and then I might answer the way a coach would really want to answer your question. So get the Ask Coach Hyatt questions ready to roll. 806-855-3712. Quick top of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro, taking you to 1 o'clock today here in the Arctic Air Studios. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks. A lot of help from everybody on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. Amazing. The streak continues. Rob, if anybody had any idea how close things have been over time, of that not occurring, of the streak snapping. It's sort of like some of the stories about, again, Cal Ripken and how close there were many days
right
that it could have ended, but it didn't. A mysterious electrical outage one night postponing a game that is still talked about to this day involving one Kevin Costner that I shall not get into. But, again, somehow we've managed to do it. I'm still perplexed. I don't know how it can continue to happen. I don't see it, you know? It is Tuesday. We give you a topic. You give us two words, hence two-word Tuesday. The topic today, this radio show. Be nice. Be nice. Not today's show in particular, but just in general. You can go two words. Also, a lot of Texas Tech baseball, and then we're having fun today with our food topic. Best thing ever, ate. Great show, Hat Tip Cooking Channel. Today, you've got a friend coming into town, first time ever, or first time in a long time, and things have changed. Things are different. You've got one day with them. Where do you take them for the meals? Where do you go get breakfast? Where do you go get supper? Where do you get lunch? What's on the menu? Where are you going? And be sure, again, let us know which town we're in when we start reading. Some of these in Lubbock we'll probably be able to figure out. But if you're in places other than Lubbock, help us out just a little bit on that front. We also open up now the floor for questions for Ask Coach Hyatt. This is where I play the role of a generic coach. You can ask generic questions. Don't ask me questions for Coach McGuire, for Tim Tadlock. Don't do that. If you have a question regarding Tech sports and stuff like that, just ask a question about Tech sports. That's not what this bit is. Even though it did get started, I think, on Big 12 Media Day for Texas Tech or Local Media Day. It was going on while we were doing the show. I just said, just ask me the questions you want. So, yeah, it is not designed to have me channel Texas Tech coaches by any stretch. 806-855-3712 for you guys to get in. Jam up the text line. Let's have some fun, whether it's Tech baseball, anything else. We do have, I don't even know what to call it anymore on the Pac-12 news front, but there is so much wind in the wire. A lot of this has to do with Andrew Marchand, Sports Business Journal. There are several reports. And this is where this thing, we talk about dominoes of schools leaving, Rob. The domino of the media seeing one report and trying to make it look like multiple reports, when it's really just one report that everybody else is glomming onto. You know who I'm talking about on Twitter, M.H. Veer and some others. But it certainly does appear that there is a lot of smoke around Colorado right now.
It does feel that way.
That it's as legit as I can, you know, place it right now, that it is Colorado who is ready and willing to make that first move.
And I think Arizona's right behind them.
Agreed. Their president is getting back into the country after being gone for a couple of weeks, literally, back in the country. So, and he had been very vocal in March. He was talking a lot. But it sure feels like we are really close to it, as right now, all the components that are coming together, there's no deal there. There's nothing for Klyakov to present. There's just no, there's nothing. In 2 weeks, you're 2 weeks away. In a month, you'll be 2 weeks away. That the Canzanos and the Wilners have been preparing the ground the last week or so to lower the expectations and say, probably late spring or summer. That's because there's nothing there. And these presidents are beginning to figure it out.
Is there a benefit to being first?
If nobody else follows, I don't know. But I think we're pretty sure that somebody will follow. I think if you're Colorado, here's what I'm thinking if I'm Colorado. All right? And here's why I would want to be first. Because there are probably some more attractive properties that if they got in front of you, that Brett Yormark and the Big 12 might say, we're good. We got our two. We're fine. We're going to hold out our other couple of spots for some ACC teams. We'll see what it looks like. We got our time zones. That there are probably some more properties in the Pac-12 that if I were Colorado, I would be afraid that they would jump. That I would be afraid that both Arizona schools go at the same time.
So there's only two spots, maybe. Potentially.
Potentially, yes. That potentially it could just be two. That if you got the right two or you just got two. You know, that you end up doing that. So I think if you're Colorado, you know, the old fear of missing out, that could very well be why you would make that first move. And I think it also helps them. It certainly doesn't hurt, but I think it would help within the university fan base, anything, alumni base, whatever you want to call it, that you're going back to the Big 12. You're returning to your Big 8 roots. That this is not like any of the other Pac-12 schools that would be making a move and that would be abandoning either a longtime affiliation with the Pac-12 or going somewhere where they've never been. that for Colorado, they have that card to play. So, and I think that matters internally for them. I think that helps make it, you know, a little bit more palatable, a little easier, perhaps, that they can position themselves that way. But that's exactly why, if I'm Colorado, I'm making the first move. Because somebody's going at some point. And they may be smart enough to look around and realize they could very well be on the outside looking in, like many other schools here in 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. Get in now while the getting's good. Now, what does that mean? Are we talking a week? Are we talking 2 weeks now? The timeline issue, to me, becomes interesting again because it sure looks like there's nothing that's going to be slid across the desk to any of the university CEOs and presidents in the Pac-12 anytime in the near future. And that every day they wait, the deal may not be there in the Big 12. So we'll see. Also, we talked about yesterday how the deputy commissioner of the Pac-12 resigned. And this person had been very instrumental in media rights negotiation and all that stuff, apparently. Forgive me, I don't have their name sitting in front of me. Did you see what they're going to do now, Rob? As they leave the Pac-12 conference office as the number two, they're going to a consulting firm that, wait for it, is assisting the Pac-12 in media rights negotiations and expansion.
Of course.
That's where they're going. I mean, why would you not want to hire that guy if you're that company when the Pac-12 has been so good at this? What a insular, I could use another word, but that tells you all you need to know about who the Pac-12 is working with.
Right.
And the Pac-12 themselves. Unbelievable. So Pac-12.
Yeah. And it seems shady.
It's like a politician leaving office and immediately walking across onto K Street.
Right.
And going to work as a paid lobbyist.
I mean, they're like, hey, man, we need to fire somebody. Will you leave?
Yeah.
We'll get you a job.
Yeah, we got one lined up for you. You'll do exactly the same thing. You're just sitting on the other side of the desk. You'll have a different background on your Zoom call. In fact, you can just stay here in office here. We're not going to be using this space much longer anyways.
I wonder if he actually got a raise, too.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'd have no doubt.
It's like a military guy going into private security, I guess.
Yeah, a little golden parachute action there in the Pac-12.
That's crazy.
Breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone who's never been to your town or has been gone a long time, where would you take them all in one day? Two-word Tuesday topic, this radio show. Not this one particular today. Also, ask Coach Hyatt questions in baseball as the Pac-12 burns, whatever you want to do. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll see how many we can get to before our first time out in hour number two. Monty texting in, two words, West Texas. And that's a great thing. That may be one of the kindest two words that you guys can say for us today. I'll take that. Coach Hyatt question. Coach Hyatt, of the three major sports, which would you rather coach, college or pro? I assume we were going baseball, basketball, football here. That's a great question. I appreciate the question. I love what I'm doing right now. But I think probably the place I would be most comfortable with would be within the National Football League. Discipline is easy. You don't have to worry about anything. You just take money out of a guy's check and you're done with it. You get into a great organization. You got a ton of support at the general manager, player personnel level. And that when you find a place that's a good fit, it really allows you to work on the chemistry within your team and just being a coach day to day, coaching my coaches, putting the culture out there. I really think the National Football League would be the professional league that I would most like to coach in. Another texter, howdy, two words, daily dose, YouTube, think I'm subscribed. Thank you, I appreciate you doing that. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland with no apostrophe, by the way. Look at the old one. It's got like 77 subscribers on it. We hadn't used it in years. We launched a new one. We've got to get to a certain level of subscribers in order to go live. We'd like to do that tonight. If you could do that, we would appreciate it. It's on my Twitter feed. It's pinned to the top. At Ryan Hyatt Media, if you so choose to do that. Jamesy is checking in on the text line. Hi, Jamesy. Not Jamesy. I know a Jamesy, but not a James. Anyway, Two Word Tuesday. Big market talent. Did you hear that, Rob? We're asking for a raise. What do you say we go down the hall and just show them the text?
Let's do it
right now. Not. Don't wait until after your show. It says okay. I cheated on the hyphenated word. Enjoy the show. That'll work. No. I mean, sucking up to the host is not only appreciated, it's expected around here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know. Texter, hey guys, did y'all hear Tech hired a new basketball coach? And also there was some virus that shut down the entire earth for a little bit. Two words, morning, afternoon. Rob, the benefit of being first is you're not last. By definition. I agree with that. Now they're on a two-word Tuesday. Interesting, informative. Great source of information about tech sports and related activities. You guys are really riding our next negotiating platforms today. We appreciate that. And I'm looking at the numbers, Rob. None of these people appear to be related to us. At least not that I can tell. We got to take the time out. First one of hour number two. A lot of baseball, tech baseball in the first hour. If you missed it and you want to discuss what happened last night and going on today, that's cool. If you got Pac-12 thoughts, the idea of Colorado being the first. Do you guys like that? Do you want the Buffaloes back? Are you good with that? And then we got breakfast, lunch, supper. Someone comes into your town. They've never been there before. Where would you take them? You got breakfast, lunch, and supper. Tell us which town we're in, by the way. It helps us figure out the text. 806-855-3712. Use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. 855-3712. It's a quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Well, 21, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 right here on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Bro Show. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. Pin tweet to the top. You can find out where to subscribe to our new YouTube channel that I highly recommend you guys do that so I can go live with you guys tonight on that instead of the Twitter Live platform, which is getting increasingly not good. Not good from a broadcast standard. Thanks for killing Periscope, Twitter. We really appreciate it. Until 1 on ESPN 960 San Angelo. So if y'all want to keep listening, just download the app for KKM.com, wherever you want to do that. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. Question of the day. Somebody's coming into town. You hadn't seen them in 20 years. Maybe they've never been to your town. You got all day to take them to breakfast, lunch, and supper. Where do you go? Where are you choosing to take them? Two-word Tuesday topic, this show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You can give us two words on that. Everybody else has been a topic, it seems like. As the Pac-12 burns. Pac-12? Thank you. And it's Ask Coach Hyatt here in hour number two. I will field questions that are for a generic coach. I will answer generically and then maybe tell you what the coach would really like to say in the answer. So use the 806. Chime in. 855-3712. Baseball on your mind, we can discuss that too. A 6-4 Tech loss last night at Stanford. In a crisply played, I want to thank them right now. Three-hour game. Thanks. That it could have been, we could have been up much later last night. I appreciate the moderate speediness for a three-hour college baseball game. I hope I don't jinx it today. Texter, Coach Hyatt, what would your relationship with NIL donors look like? That's a great question. I appreciate you asking. It's such a huge part of everything we do right now. And you know, I just really want them to work hand-in-hand with all of our compliance people and everybody that we have on staff to make sure we're doing this 100% the right way. We're fully engaged in it, and we're excited with the opportunities for our student-athletes that we can give them even more now than the fantastic education that they get here and the resources we provide. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity for these young men and women to get a chance to make a little extra off what they do and the hard work because, quite frankly, they've earned it. Now, what would the coach like to say? Hell yeah, baby. I am sucking up to those guys like you can't imagine. I am on the phone every other day to these dudes saying, I need this cat. He needs this kind of money. Go get the money. Call me back later. I got another one for you tomorrow. But yeah, what do you guys want to go to dinner? What do you want to do? Where do you all want to go? I'm buying. Hell, I'll even kick in some money, said one coach. 806-855-3712. Rob, if I were a college coach in this age of NIL,
yeah,
I know me. I would find out just exactly where that gray line is out there on what it would take to get the NCAA to come down on me, and I would dance right on that line. 100%.
Oh, you have to.
100%. Doughboy saying, bring on Coach Prime, talking about Colorado and how you guys might feel if here in the next couple of weeks that is the first domino to fall out of the Pac-12.
Yeah, you might get 1 year of him in the Big 12.
Yeah, at
he's
least.
He's not going to be at Colorado very long.
Yeah. I say he's there 3 years.
You get 2 years of him.
Yeah. I say he's there 3 years. And if he leaves, that means the Colorado program is elevated, that it is more attractive, and that they can probably go out and get a really good coach.
Or the opposite.
Or that it was a complete crash and burn, and you've got your Vanderbilt for the next few years in the new Big 12.
Yeah.
And fun trips either way to Boulder. Go to the, what was it, the Iron Horse Saloon. There was one of the last trips I made to Colorado. We went out somewhere in Boulder, and it was this really, it was like a house that had been converted into, you know, a craft bar and everything.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was called the Iron Horse or something like that. They had like a sculpture, you know, metalwork in there.
Sounds.
If anybody knows
sounds
the Boulder.
Sounds like Boulder, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's one of those things that was probably cool for like a year and a half, and now it's been like 10 different things.
Yeah.
The way things are in college towns. So. Texter has a really good question. It's not Coach Hyatt. Here you go, Rob. Texter wants to know, is this new basketball coach doing anything? Only 2 new assistants on staff? No new players added?
Well, the players are going to be slow.
Yeah.
Allegedly, I saw earlier today there was a guy who was planning to commit here, a transfer, but the players are going to be really slow.
Yeah. Ramirez, you didn't get AMAC until June?
Yeah.
Portal.
The high-level portal guys will be the next 2 months.
Yeah. No hurry. But
I would like to see a staff, though.
Right.
That seems like it should be done
staff first,
like
players,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should be getting there. Texter, hey, Coach Dion here. What are your thoughts on the best way to sell recruits on the limitless opportunities when you play your conference games on the CW network? Just asking for a friend in Utah. Hey, that's a great question, you know. And I mean, we're sitting here far away outside looking in and shaking in our boots. I don't think it's just the CW, but you throw that eye on out there, man. You put that eye on. I don't know how we're going to compete. I really don't know how we're going to keep up. They're thinkers. They're outside the box thinkers out there, my friend. And, you know, I'm hearing things like MySpace, that Tom is getting active on MySpace again, and that they're really going to do some cool stuff on MySpace. Looking good at that. Also, hearing that they're going to be in all the airports instead of the CNN, that the Pac-12 game, you're going to be able to see the Pac-12 games in any airport that you're in, 24/7 Pac-12 channel. I don't know how we compete. I really don't. Talking about the CW, that is, again, depending on who you're listening to, reports, whatever, that might have been the death blow that when Klyakov did
reach out,
and that it was that the university presidents and CEOs are realizing that the people they're talking to are not Fox, not NBC, not ESPN, but CW and ION. That was the final, maybe that was when they finally realized maybe the Titanic is sinkable.
You think?
That maybe that moment was when some of them went, holy crap, this guy MHV isn't just making stuff up. This is really happening. This is not Brett Yormark's media arm and PR firm just doing this. This is really who we're talking to. This is all we've got. Guys like Canzano and Wilner did a huge disservice to their people, and really, I think, even to the Pac-12.
Huge.
There's a guy named Bob Thompson who's a former Fox exec, and he's been feeding them a line for months and months and months, and they've used him as their rock-solid industry guy. I would ask the question, why is Bob Thompson not a high-ranking network official anymore negotiating media rights? And if you follow him, and I do, on Twitter, in the last couple of weeks and days, he has become incredibly defensive and dismissive, which tells me all I need to know. All I need to know about what is going on with the Pac-12 at this point. That this Bob Thompson cat, now he's got his you-know-what hanging out in the wind, and he doesn't like it. You know? Who can blame the Big 12? Who can blame Colorado for leaving the Big 12 in 2011? We were a mirror image of the Pac-12, infighting schools and a fool for a commissioner. Thank you. Well said. Come on home, Colorado. It's okay. Ask Coach Hyatt questions available for you now. Breakfast, lunch, supper, someone who's never been to your town. Where do you take them for those three meals in one day? Two Word Tuesday, the topic, our radio show. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, Tech Baseball, and more. 806-855-3712. Jam up the text line. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. Head Dip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Always talking food around here, make it official on Tuesdays. The question of the day, if somebody hadn't been to your town ever before, or you got a friend who's been gone for a long time, you take them to breakfast, lunch, supper. Where do you take them? Where do you take them? What's on the menu? Two Word Tuesday, today's topic, us, our show, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Like a headline, you give us two words to describe it. You can opine more if you choose to. Tech Baseball, we've discussed that today. As the Pac-12 burns, a little bit of Rangers. And then whatever else may be on your mind. We've got that, plus Ask Coach Hyatt in the final two segments of the program. Ask me a question. I'll answer as a generic coach speech. 806-855-3712. Let's see. There you go, he says. Oh boy, over-the-air TV networks, that's the way to go. Laugh out loud. I mean, there's probably a few that will still get in the bidding. To the people who say the hardcore, you know, the diehard going down with ship Pac-12 people who say, no, there's no CW, then who is it? Who is it? It ain't Fox.
That's the whole thing. Like, if it's not CW, then who? And I agree it's not going to be CW.
Oh, yeah.
But in my opinion, if it's not CW, it's nobody. In their opinion, oh, it's not CW, we're better than that. Are you? Because I've not heard anything that says you are.
No. There's nothing from Fox. There's nothing from NBC. There's nothing from ESPN. It's not there. It doesn't exist. And it could exist if they wanted it to, talking about those networks. But they don't want to because they don't have to. Let's see. Texter on the text line. Actually listening to you, Ryan and Rob, on the Talk 103.9 app here in a hopefully future Big 12 city in Tempe, Arizona. Hope to see Tech play against Arizona State here sometime. I'd go to a Whataburger instead of In-N-Out. Had In-N-Out last night and thought Whataburger was better. You're a good man. Or woman, depending on that. Yeah. Hey, where would you take us? You're listening in Tempe. Where would you go? Where would you take us? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Tempe. I've spent a little time in Tempe. Not a lot. A little. And then Tucson. The last time I was out there, I really fell in love with Tucson. Now, granted, I was there in, December. I was not there in July or June. Might be a little bit different feel. But it was really, really pretty. Yeah, it's been a little while. So, yeah, give us the Tempe rundown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 806-855-3712 for you to chime in on that. Texter says, hey, Ryan and Rob, just wanted your thoughts on this. Should we just read this and think?
Or yeah,
should we say
thoughts.
Something else? All right.
Just thoughts.
Looking at the basketball staff listed online and Darby Rich no longer listed, where'd he go? Is he gone for good? I believe everybody was off the homepage or whatever you want to call it, that nobody was still there. So as far as where he is, don't know. No clue. And are they gone for good? Probably. 9 times out of 10, the new broom sweeps clean, and that's typically a good thing because every head coach needs his guys, his people, his staff. Now, that doesn't mean that sometimes you don't retain some people for different reasons. You interview them, you like them, you go, okay, yeah, we can work together. But for the most part, if you're hiring a coach who's been doing this a while, and Grant McCaslin been doing this a while. They've got their own people in mind. Like I said the other day, a month ago, and to your point, Rob, about why this coaching staff should be completed sooner rather than later, Grant McCaslin's calling up people a month ago saying, if I do this, are you interested? If this ends up happening, do you want to be a part of this or not? That's been going on for weeks and weeks.
Right.
Hell, that's probably been going on for years. And I don't mean that in a joking way, but that a Grant McCaslin, a coach like that, has been sitting there going, no offense to our friends at North Texas, we love you, but that's probably not where he thought he would be 10 years from now, 15 years from now. So that he's been thinking about this move and this staff for a long time. Just like, how long do you think Joey McGuire, during his time at Baylor, from the day he got to Baylor, don't you think he probably thought, I'd like to be a college head coach myself? And don't you think during that entire time that he was at Baylor and that he was in Waco, not only was he coaching the Bears, he was also preparing to become a head coach. The binder didn't get put together the night before the interview.
Right.
The idea of who he would want, can I steal this guy from Baylor? Can I get this guy?
Yeah, how often do you think him and Blanchard were saying, hey, man, when it's you and me and we're
doing this is how we're going to do it. We get away from this idiot here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding on that. But, no, you do that. I mean, high school ranks, same thing. That you've got to, on a high school, you've got young assistant coaches who are looking to move up. And they talk. And they have friends. And they're like, hey, I'm going to apply for this job over here, this 3A job or whatever. Maybe you're a 5A assistant, right? And you want to become a head coach. Hey, if I go take this job over here at Slayton, or I'm just using this as an example. If I take this job, over here at Plainview, would you come with me? So the idea that Grant McCaslin woke up that Monday of the national championship game going, oh, man, I got to start making some phone calls. No, that's not how it works.
On the same coin, the other side, if it's taken this long, some guys might be saying no.
No, and that's absolutely a possibility.
So, I don't know. I know you need three true assistants.
Yep.
And then an assorted number of roles and
analyst
stuff.
And this and the coordinator of that, and the director of such and what.
Special assistant, recruiting, player development, player personnel, whatever it is. There's a bunch of them. I would like to see some of those filled out fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I get why texters are nervous about it.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to hire somebody. I don't consider myself in the nervous category on it. But to your point again, yeah, it's quite possible that somebody said no.
I mean, by the end of the week, it's a little frustrating, right?
Or somebody, went to their athletic director and said, hey, I've got this opportunity. And the athletic director said, give me a week. Give me a couple of days. Before you go, just... knew this day was coming, man. I really want to make sure before we do this that I've given you your best opportunity to stay here. You're going to easily see that. Like maybe like a coach like Ben McCollum, maybe. I'm just throwing a name out, right? People might try to fight to keep a guy like that. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. We're talking today, breakfast, lunch, supper. If somebody's never been to your town, they've been gone a long time. Where would you take them for three meals one day? Two-word Tuesday, we give you a topic, you give us two words. Today, it's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Be kind. Dripping Springs, Texas, says the texter. I'll take Floor's breakfast tacos, Salt Lick for lunch, and dinner. That's cool. I could have brisket for lunch, and I could come back and go to town on the smoked sausage and everything else, and we'd be good. I can do that. I was wondering if anybody was going to stay the same place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner somewhere.
Just stay there all day?
Yeah. We never leave.
Come back.
Go take a nap. Come back. Texter, same texter. I could probably live for years off that only. Probably also get a significant amount of weight as well. Yeah. Well, you got to pay a price. You got to pay a price. We only get one from this texter. Cozy Kitchen in San Angelo. That seems to be a breakfast spot. We need all three. We need breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Texter, give us all three there in San Angelo. Cozy Kitchen does sound like a bit of a breakfast spot. We were saying in the last segment about Boulder and the Iron Horse or whatever, and somebody I guess you know or somebody in that area.
Yeah, the Boots on the Ground in Denver.
Dark Horse Saloon is it.
Dark Horse
Saloon. They said Dark Horse Saloon, that's it. I went to their webpage, that's it. It's been around since 1975. Cool, funky place. I saw the logo and I'm like, I had that t-shirt at one point. You know how t-shirts go.
Yeah.
Don't know. Really cool looking place. So there you go. When Colorado announces later this week or the Big 12 announces, who announces? How will that work? I forget how this works. Does Colorado announce that they've accepted an invitation to join? Does Brett Yormark stand in Boulder and say, we choose you?
Well, Canzano will come out and say they have not and will not.
Yes.
And then somebody, Shear will say, yes, they have. And then it'll start trickling out. It'll be reported first, and then somebody will
and
make
And then
the
day of, Wilner will have, I'm hearing a lot from different people that it's possible Colorado is actively engaged in talks with the Big 12.
Will Wilner or Canzano, nah, it's not going to be Canzano. Will Wilner say something to the effect of, I was right all along?
Yes.
Here and piece all of his stuff together.
100%. Having watched him now for the last couple of months and watched the pivot that he's made the last few weeks and month, I'd say month or so.
Yeah.
When did y'all have him on the Gambling Gauchos podcast?
About a month ago, yeah.
Okay. From about that time, he started to pivot.
And yeah, before that, yeah.
He will 100%, just like the political pundits who have been saying the race was going one way and it was an 8-point, you know, margin every day, and then all of a sudden right before the election, oh, wow, this one has really changed here, Rob. We're seeing some numbers now that we haven't been seeing. This race is moving within the margin of error now in the polling, and I'm not saying it's too close to call, Rob, but here in the last 48 hours, Candidate X has really made some gains that we didn't expect that. This is really a stunning move. And then they'll release their final poll, and they'll claim victory. That is 100% what John Wilner would do on the Pac-12 hotline, that it will be massaged in some form or fashion, that this is the way it was going to happen all the way around. Texter, if anything, the best thing for the Pac-12 would be to sign a deal with the CW with the understanding that Nexstar plans to rebrand the CW as a sports-centered network that will promote the heck out of the Pac as they try to grow. No. They don't have market penetration, nothing against our fine friends at Nexstar. And I'd love to see some fine Nexstar programming, by the way, on my DirecTV channel. Hi there, Brian Mudd. Can you get that done? No, that's not just not going to happen.
Is that because they've already done the Live that you think it's going to be as trying to rebrand?
I don't know why. I mean, I get where the texter is going and saying if they would do that, maybe that gets you. But now you're not even Bally Sports, all right? So, no, that's not workable. Texter says, I don't like it if McCollum is making you wait because he is in consideration for other head coaching jobs. Either you are in or you are out. Well, if he's in for other head coaching jobs, it's going to be at a lower level than D1 because Tech was the last major D1 job to get filled. Well, there's no comparable job out there that McCollum is in the running for. So don't have to worry about that.
We could be trying to stay where he is.
That was my point earlier that, yeah, he might be in a situation where they're trying to money whip him, and maybe he thinks, okay, I can make this work for another year or two.
Or maybe he just likes where he is.
That's been known to happen. I've heard about people like that stay somewhere because they actually like it. They enjoy their job, getting up, going to work every day. They make good money and everything else. But McCollum's got a lot of different avenues that he can look at, that he can be the next McCasland moving to a higher job. He can be a Dustin May, who decided not to move to a higher job and have to leave. 806-855-3712. We got to take our final time out of the day. Remember, ask Coach Hyatt questions. You can still fire those away. And we'll see what we got for you the rest of the hour on that. Tech Stanford 6-4 yesterday, 4 o'clock today. Two-word Tuesday topic. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Yes, it's this show that's the topic today. And then breakfast, lunch, supper in your town. Somebody's never been, where are you taking them for all three meals one day? See how many we can get to on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, two-word Tuesday topic, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Y'all have been nice. We appreciate it. 806-855-3712 to text in. Breakfast, lunch, supper. All in one day in your town. Where would you take somebody who's never been to your town before? And then take baseball. Also, ask Coach Hyatt questions are out there. And then whatever else you got going, you tell us. 806-855-3712. Text your very word here. Rob, texter says, I'm beginning to think McCasland is going to be hard to work for. Coaches are turning him down. Who? Who turned him down?
I mean, two guys followed him. They didn't think he was hard to work for.
That have worked for him.
Maybe he's just so busy recruiting that he'll fill out the rest of the roster, the coaching staff when he gets there.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the things I know that the committee heard. I'm sure they heard. Hey, nobody wants to work for this guy. We should definitely hire him. Texter, Roxy's Diner for breakfast, Mesquite Bean for lunch, and El Paisano's for dinner in San Angelo.
I had heard a lot about that last one, El Paisano's.
I know, man. Our people in San Angelo eat well. It sounds to me, what we've learned about San Angelo, it sounds like it's a good-eating town.
Certainly seems like
a lot of options. Texter, when I was 16, I would eat at Brian's Steaks. There was a guy that would go in once a month, literally stay from 11 to 4, eat lunch, and just sit there, read the paper or a book, then eat again. Didn't seem homeless, but religiously would show up once a month. That's a friend of mine. No, I'm
the one texting in, or the
the one who was eating there. I know who that is. In the Hill Country, breakfast, Blue Bonnet Cafe, lunch, Spike's Barbecue, dinner, Storms. We could do that. You know? We could do that all day. Doughboy's taking us to downtown San Antonio. Meat Tietas for breakfast, Pinkerton's for lunch, and then Paisano's for dinner. Just a day on the old Riverwalk. I'm trying to think of which one of those places. I think my wife, the last time she was down in San Antonio, a couple months ago or whenever, ate at one of those. There's also some, and this is downtown Doughboy in San Antonio, some like killer pizza place. It may have been on like Food Network or something before, but like they do, you know, creative pizzas and different things. I don't know. My wife's probably not listening today, so I won't get any help on that. Maybe Doughboy knows the one we're talking about. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join us before we get out of here, and then it is the Rob Bro Show. Do you know what I found out yesterday in doing some non-show prep? Remember when we first started the show years ago, Rob? And it was when James Holzhauer had that epic run on Jeopardy where he won $2.4 million.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was just incredible. You know?
Great run.
And he changed the way everybody played the board and how aggressive he was, so that he was tweeting something yesterday about there's a Jeopardy of tournament champions or something coming up. What, I don't know. It was funny because he tweeted out how much California took out of his winnings. So 47.6 of that money was taxed. He ended up with one. I mean, that ain't bad. 1.29 after.
Right.
But still, 47.6 before you walked out of there.
That's not as many as I thought.
I thought it would have been higher.
I thought they taxed like 50%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for him.
But I think that's the state tax. Now, I don't know
when
the U.S. came after him. But May 8th, Jeopardy's Masters, and Ken Jennings will not be participating.
Is he hosting?
He's hosting. And that's, okay, so here's, I didn't know this, that there's kind of this unwritten rule that once you host the show, you can't participate anymore.
Oh.
Because you have seen
the inner workings.
The inner workings, you have a perceived, if not real, advantage over the other competitors. So Ken will end up being the one who hosts this Jeopardy's Masters tournament. You know? Not bad. Not bad gig. See, I mean, all in one week, within the last week, we've had a Miss Costa sighting, which was a regular on this program back in 2019, and now a James Holzhauer update. Rob, what are the odds?
So it's almost like it's coming full circle, Ryan.
What are the odds of something like that happening all in one week that goes back to the originations of the program? All right, the Rob Bro Show is indeed coming up. We've had a whole lot of fun with you guys. Don't forget, we'll be back with you tonight on social media. I hope it's on YouTube. You got to follow my subscribe to my new channel so we can get enough subscribers to go live tonight. Don't ask me why. It's a pain in the butt. We're getting close, though. So we'll do Diamond Talk one way or the other with you guys, either on Twitter Live, at Ryan Hyatt Media, or on our new YouTube channel. So check that out. I've got the tweet pinned, at Ryan Hyatt Media. You can easily go to the link and subscribe to the new YouTube channel. Rob Rose Show will continue to take you on until 2 o'clock. You can text in 806-855-3712. Massive Bandwagon Wednesday show coming your way tomorrow because it's Wednesday. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Wednesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.